Although stripped of their splendid decoration, the vestiges of the Natatio of the Baths of Catacalla are among the grandest and most suggestive of all of ancient Rome. The remarkably high walls and the cement vaults, which were faced with sheets of coloured marble, columns, statues and stuccos, remain today as testimony to the high level of technical expertise and the advanced levels of public construction achieved during the Classical Age. Renaissance artists, including Palladio, had the opportunity to reproduce in their drawings the architectural details of this great hall, still partially preserved at the time. The final plundering of the Baths of Caracalla was carried out in the years 1545 to 1547 at the hand of Pope Paul III for the construction of Palazzo Farnese. One of the eight gigantic granite columns which cadenced the long walls of the Natatio is now located in Florence, in Piazza Santa Trinità, where it was transported by Cosimo I de' Medici in 1563. These baths, whose official name was Terme Antoniniane, were located southwest of the Appian Way, just outside the Capena Gate. Their construction was long and laborious, initiated by Caracalla in 212 AD and inaugurated by him in 216 AD. The outside enclosure, on the northwest side, presented a grand porticoed entrance to the baths. On the inside, the enclosure had two large exedra on the sides, placed one in front of the other with an apsed room. Behind them was another exedra, with foreshortened ends and a grandstand meant to hide the large cisterns holding the water for the baths. The areas specifically designed for bathing, such as the Frigidarium for cold water baths, the Calidarium, a vast domed space with huge bathtubs maintained at a constant high temperature, the Tepidarium, where a complex heating system assured bathing in warm water. But the baths were also equipped with gymnasiums, libraries, meeting rooms, and gardens. From literary sources, it has been learned that the typical sequence of the various phases of bathing included the following operations: sweat bath, hot water bath, cold water bath, and massage.